All the rest of the states are winner take all. Even
winner
if you
take
win,
all.
Even if you win the state by just one vote, you get all the electors from that state.
And this is something that I don't even think all Americans understand, you know, with the Electoral College, but it's good to explain that. So it's a two-part process. First, the political parties in each state choose the slates of potential electors. And then second, during the election, the voters in each state cast their ballot for president, but they're really selecting basically their electors, right?
They're selecting one slate of electors or the other, yes.
I think a lot of people are curious, what types of people get chosen to be these electors and who chooses them?
These are party insiders who are committed to one candidate over another.
That's it in a nutshell.
That's really okay. It. Yeah. You have to apply to be an elector and you get certified by the presidential campaign that you want to be the elector for.
Let's talk a little bit about the mistrust that has been sown into this election. There's more than a few voters that have talked about this with this particular U.S. election process. And how much does that factor in to this razor-thin election? And what will it mean if the election results don't go the way that those voters, expect them to go? What could that mean for our country?
Right. Well, we already know that Donald Trump is casting doubt on the integrity of the election, as he did in 2020. And I think that both sides have close to a dozen lawyers each and are preparing for potential lawsuits. And that may occur where there may be challenges of the electoral count in different states. And I think that this does a real damage to our trust in our institutions and democracy. If we can't really be a democracy that runs on the will of the people if people don't believe that the will of the people is being expressed through the ballot. And that is problematic.
Is there a reason for people to be suspicious of the way the U.S. election process works?
No, the U.S. election process is extremely safe and secure. In fact, Donald Trump's own Homeland Security person said that it was the safest election in 2020 and most secure that we've ever had.
What about field operations? It seems like we're hearing in these battlegrounds, these states, these seven that you have talked about, is that Harris, the vice president, Kamala Harris, has far more paid staff members, offices, too. Is that true? It sounds like you're saying yes. And how much does that make a difference?
There's a real difference in terms of the approach of both candidates. Traditionally, these field offices are extremely important, but Donald Trump is not a regular candidate. He takes more of a top-down approach. He likes to appeal to people through the media, through the podcast, through social media, and try to get his voters out that way. Whereas you see Kamala Harris running a much more traditional campaign. And in fact, these field offices were really established when Joe Biden was running for president. And Joe Biden had a real strong fundraising advantage because it takes money to rent offices and pay staff and to get them out there. So she has a much bigger advantage in all these swing states in terms of having the offices and the paid staff and a lot of volunteers. But that's really about getting people out on election day and convincing what few people who are there, going door to door, knocking on doors, making telephone calls, and speaking to people's neighbors. The ground game is still very important. In fact, Trump actually had a pretty good ground game in 2020, and Biden didn't want to use the ground game too much in 2020 because of COVID, because he thought that it would send a message that COVID wasn't as serious as it was. So it really depends on the presidential candidate and the type of campaign that they're trying to put together.